Our thanks to Mr. Lovelace, choir members, the instrumentalists, soloists, and the narrator for just giving us time to rejoice our hearts over the glorious subject of the resurrection. I can't think of any more appropriate words than these. If Christ be not preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Your faith is also vain, and I might add, you're dead in your sins. 1 Corinthians 15:12-14. I am told that in Moscow, they have retained the embalmed remains of Lenin. I understand that in a certain crypt they have a crystal casket, and on that casket are inscribed these words: "He was the greatest leader of the peoples, of all countries, of all times. He was the Lord of humanity. He was the Savior of the world." Do you notice that everything about Lenin is in the past tense? He was. Oh, may I give you the forward-reaching words of the Savior who said, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Revelation 1:18. I want you to know this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that you can't touch God without the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. Are you saying this morning, as so many do, "Why do you always talk about Jesus?" Well, who else should I talk about? George Washington? Abraham Lincoln? How about Mahatma Gandhi? That would be a good one, wouldn't it, eh? You see, they're all dead. But Jesus Christ is alive. Why waste talking about people who are dead when I can talk about a living Christ who is enthroned as a prince and a savior at the right hand of God? And I would remind you too this morning that it's the living Christ who is the only one who can save you from your sins. Him hath God exalted with his own right hand to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Acts 5:31. Remember, a dead Buddha, a dead Confucius can't save you. You know, Christianity is not one of the religions of the world. All religions of the world were started by people who died, and they stayed dead. In contrast to that, ladies and gentlemen, as we have heard so beautifully sung, Jesus Christ is alive. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the genius. This is the uniqueness of Christianity. Did you ever consider that the fact that every story of the resurrection ends with a foot race? That's what it does. The disciples sped to the garden to look at the empty tomb. Mary left the scene in haste and with joy. And then remember those women who prepared those spices. They carefully prepared them and they left in a hurry to tell the news of the risen Christ. You see, Christ's victory over the grave is exciting news, a story which must be told. I was in my study very early this morning, and I read all four gospel accounts of the resurrection. But in Matthew 28, and I'm not going to ask you to turn to it this morning, in Matthew 28, we have there the story of the Lord Jesus' resurrection, and my attention was drawn to the greatest missionary text, I believe, in the whole Bible. Actually, they're the words of the angel on that great resurrection morning. They're found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 6 and 7. Just four monosyllables. And yet they tell us this morning the program and the plan of God. Here are the words. Come, see. Go, tell. That is it. Come, see. Go, tell. I don't think it can be any more simply stated than that. Here is the salvation message and a missionary message all combined. You know, once we truly receive that great salvation, then we should be impelled by the risen Christ, the risen Savior, to tell the world that He came to save. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you, and I'm talking to individuals, have you made your very own the salvation which Jesus Christ purchased for you through His death, His burial, and His resurrection? It's the cross of Christ which declares God's love for us. But in His resurrection, we have the pronouncement of His gift of love to us. It's on the cross of Christ Christ died for us. But in His resurrection, He gives His life to us. Listen to these words. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. I have to stop here just a moment. Have you up to this time been ashamed to confess Christ? You have received Christ as Savior and never told your wife? Never told your loved ones? Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Mrs. Gillon and I celebrated our 28th anniversary on Friday, wedding anniversary. I'm not ashamed to tell any of you I'm married. And I love her. Best thing that ever happened to me except getting saved. Listen, have you ever confessed Christ publicly after you've received Him as Savior? Let me add to this. If this glorious message doesn't excite you and it doesn't motivate you, then it's obvious you have never fully experienced the reality and the power of it all. Here are the words. Come, see, go, tell. Aren't you glad when those people came to that tomb they didn't see anybody? At least they didn't see the Savior. He was out. They saw the angel and said, He's not here. Go and tell. He was just a little fellow, 4 years old. And his daddy had just settled down in his easy chair, and this little guy knew how to get to his daddy's heart, so he just climbed up on his lap. And he said to him, Daddy, tell me a story. This was a Christian, Daddy. It was Easter time. And so this wise Christian daddy told his little four-year-old the story of the cross. You say to a four-year-old, yes. You can tell it to him young. He told him the wonderful story of the cross. How that the Lord Jesus died. Knowing that his daddy would always tell him the truth, the story made a tremendous impression on the little boy's heart and his mind. At after his daddy was through, there was a thoughtful silence. And the longer the silence lasted, the sadder his countenance became. Finally, he couldn't stand it anymore. And he said, "Daddy, did Jesus really die?" "Yes, my boy. He really died on the cross." "Oh," said the little fellow, "then Jesus can't love me anymore because he's dead." That wise daddy said to him, "Oh, listen, my boy. Jesus did die on the cross. He was buried, but he rose again, and he lives and he loves forever." Ladies and gentlemen, this is the message of Easter. Come see. Go tell. He lives and he loves forever. And it's the risen Christ who says to each one of us here this morning, listen carefully. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Have you ever opened the door of your heart and invited the risen Christ inside? He's knocking this morning. He wants to come into your life and save your soul. But he won't barge in. He wants an invitation. And you've got to invite him. And you know, when you invite him in, you'll get saved. You'll be born again. You know what that does? Well, it does many things. But it does two great things. First of all, it makes you prepared for heaven. That's the best. And then it enables you to live the Christian life down here. So you get the best of both worlds. You know what? Salvation is a bargain. It's a bargain. Oh, it costs an awful lot. God offers it to you this morning free by taking it. My Bible declares the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, I invite you this morning, receive the risen Christ, and you'll go out of this place celebrating Easter until the day you're taken away from this earth. The risen Christ can be yours. Come, see, go, tell. May God bless his word to our hearts. And may you receive that Christ as your very own this morning. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank thee again for the wonderful story of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen. We thank thee again that we can invite the living Christ into our life. And when we do, we are saved and born again. And Lord, we're concerned about those who are here this morning who have never done this. They've never invited thee into their lives, and they're lost. If they continue on the way they are, they'll end up in a Christless hell. Oh, God, may they hear the message this morning. May they come and see what Christ has done, receive him as Savior, and then go and tell. Sanctify these thoughts and the music through our hearts this morning. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hymn number 228.